again. A few announcements for you today. One is that we have two opportunities for you to respond to Hurricane Florence. One is to through the ELCA disaster response, and if you'd like to contribute toward that, just mark your contribution ELCA or disaster response. And then also remember, we're doing the flood buckets, and if you'd like to contribute to that, you can just mark it bucket, and we'll learn more about that as we go. As you know, Sarah is not with us anymore, but Jonathan is, and so we have finally arranged for Jonathan to make announcements like Sarah used to. So Jonathan.
So first of all, thank you so much for all the donations already for the buckets. I went over there and saw how much y'all have given, and I was just blown away. And so we're going to make those Tuesday night at youth group, so I'll take the monetary donations and kind of balance out what we've gotten so far. We also had a great retreat last weekend at Awanica. We had 9 youth go, 3 sixth graders and 6 high schoolers, and just a wonderful time of fun, fellowship, worship, and planning. And we have some great ideas coming up for this year. Today we're going to the Bryan Center to go play bingo with people who are there. So it's going to be
great. Thank you. Y'all notice I didn't ask him any questions or anything. I'll also let you know that this Sunday, today, is our consecration Sunday. This is the day when you will bring your, yes, somebody's excited about it. All right, Jordan, good. That's the day that we get to bring forward our promises or estimates of giving cards for 2019. If anyone needs one, if you'll raise your hand, I've got the ushers ready to go. Jordan needs one. So anyway, what's going to happen is when we get to the time of the offering, the ushers are not going to take up the offering. A basket will suddenly appear here, as we have done all these other years, and you will bring forward your weekly offering and your estimate of giving cards and place them in the basket while the choir is singing their anthem. Then you will return to your seats and we'll sing our stewardship theme song that we have been doing each week. Okay? All right, so I think that's all I need to say. So Jim, let's prepare for worship.
Thank you.
Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, the one who fashions us, the one who heals us, the one who reforms us again and again.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin, calling for God's transforming power. Source of all life, we confess that we have not allowed your grace to set us free. We fear that we are not good enough. We hear your word, love freely given to us, yet we expect others to earn it. We turn the church inward rather than moving it outward. Forgive us, stir us, reform us to be the church powered by love, willing to speak for what is right, act for what is just, and seek the healing of your whole creation. Amen. God hears our cry and sends the Spirit to change us and to empower our lives in the world. Our sins are forgiven, God's love is unconditional, and we are raised up as God's people who will always be made new. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
God, your Son gave his life that we might come to peace with you. Give us a share of your Spirit, and in all we do, empower us to bear the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Be seated. Would the children please come forward? Well, good morning. So it's good to see. All right, you're going to walk over there. Okay, good. Oh, we got one more coming. Hey. Okay, I have something. I have something to show you today, Jordan.
Yes.
It's string. Wow. There's lots of things you can do with this, but you know what you can't do? You can't break it. It's really strong. It's too strong for me to break. And that's interesting because when I look at the end of it here, right at the end, I find out that this one piece of string is actually made up of a whole bunch of little pieces of string. Have you ever noticed that before? Your parents probably never gave you string to play with. But that's something I've noticed. Yeah, it's a bunch of little pieces. You see all the little pieces? And when all the little pieces come together and get wrapped around each other, then you get a strong piece of string like this. Isn't that kind of neat? And I'm telling you about all that today because in our gospel lesson, Jesus' disciples, those that were following him around, are upset because some other people don't believe exactly the way they believe, or they're not part of Jesus' group. And so Jesus is telling the disciples, doesn't matter if they're part of our little group or not, as long as they're following God and as long as they're doing what God wants them to do, then they're doing the right thing. And here in our world today, we have lots of different kinds of churches. And sometimes those different kinds of churches, they start griping about each other. And they say, that's not the right church, or they're not doing right. But you know what? We're all like this string. This may be the Lutheran string right here. And this is the Presbyterian string, and that's the, but when we all get wrapped up together, we're all serving God and doing God's will. And that's what I wanted you to remember. We're all part of God's family, and we work together, and that's what makes us strong as God's people. Okay? Let's have our prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you for your great love for us. And thank you for calling us to be part of your church where we work together to be your hands in our world. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
First lesson is a reading from Numbers. The rabble among them had a strong craving, and the Israelites also wept again and said, if only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there's nothing at all but this manna to look at. Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, all at the entrances of their tents. Then the Lord became very angry, and Moses was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, why have you treated your servants so badly? Why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give birth to them, that you should say to me, carry them in your bosom, as a nurse carries a suckling child, to the land that you promised on oath to their ancestors? Where am I to get meat to give up to all these people? For they come weeping to me and say, give us meat to eat. I'm not able to carry all this people alone, for they are too heavy for me. If this is the way you're going to treat me, put me to death at once, if I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see the misery. So the Lord said to Moses, give me 70 of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people, and officers over them. Bring them to the tent of the meeting and have them take their place there with you. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 elders of the people and placed them all around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied. But they did not do so again. Two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the Spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out, to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran to Moses and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses, one of his chosen men, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit on them." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Second lesson is a reading from James. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of the faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, if any among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should not know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A church choir was plagued by attendance problems as they prepared their annual Christmas cantata one year. Several singers were absent at each rehearsal. As a matter of fact, every singer had missed several rehearsals. The only person who had been at every session was the organist who accompanied the choir. Finally, as the dress rehearsal drew to a close, the director took a moment to thank the organist for her faithful attendance. She stood up, bowed humbly, and responded, "Well, it was the least I could do since I can't be at the performance tomorrow night." Maybe she had Eldad's problem. The passage from Numbers that we read just a few minutes ago tells an odd little story, one that we might often skip right over. Moses had been leading the Hebrew people in the wilderness after they had escaped from slavery in Egypt. And when the people had complained about the food, God had provided them manna to eat. But you know how people are. After a while, they grew tired of the manna, and they had a craving. They wanted meat. And so they griped and complained to Moses, and Moses went to God, fed up with the whole group. And God told Moses to gather 70 leaders of the people in a special place. And in a remarkable statement, the Bible tells us that God took some of the spirit that was on Moses and put it on the 70 elders. And they were filled so much that they prophesied. It was a wondrous event that renewed their faith and trust in God. But there were two, a man named Eldad and one named Medad, who were part of those 70 who didn't go out with the others. They had remained behind in the camp for some reason. Maybe they didn't feel well. Maybe they had business they wanted to tend to. Maybe they just didn't think this was important enough or that anything special was going to happen. But something did happen. And it even happened to them. That's the amazing thing. Even though Eldad and Medad weren't with the others, God's Spirit was poured out on them too. And there, walking around in the camp among the people, they prophesied too. And when Moses heard of it, he said, "Oh, would that all of the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put His Spirit on them." Now, lots of times, we stay home with Eldad too. With Eldad, we go through our lives never really expecting much or looking for that something special to happen. Maybe we're too caught up in our busyness. Maybe our Mondays are too mundane. Maybe it just seems that every day is just so every day. And so we make our way through life, missing the special thing that God is doing all around us and in us all the time. Our stewardship campaign this year has invited us to notice what God is doing among us. Thanks to You, it was called. We have all been invited over the past few weeks to take notice of God in our lives, to notice and see the abundant blessings we have from God, to see how God is walking with us in every step of life with His grace and love. And then we have been invited to notice and see the ways God is at work through so many people right here in our church, how God has poured out His Spirit on us, how we have people serving, giving of themselves, responding to God over and over. As we took stock of our ministry together, we said, "Thanks to You, to all those who volunteer." And then we looked to our future, noticing our dreams and hopes for God's continued work among us. And we said, "Thanks to You, this is what we can do. This is who we can be. Thanks to Your support, our ministries can continue and we can make a difference in our world together." Thanks to God, thanks to You, we move forward boldly in faith. Something special is happening right here, and we don't dare miss it. The Lord has indeed put His Spirit on us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Glorious God, your majesty exceeds our imaginations. With all our hearts, we sing your praise and give you honor. Now inspire our faith and transform our lives that we might live out our worship every day. Lord, in your mercy, pray for our world, O Lord of light. Shine into our darkness and lead us in your way. Be with our world leaders that they may lead us by following you. May your peace prevail among all peoples. Fill us with zeal for what is right and true. And as we are changed by your love, may we be charged by your love to work for you. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us, gracious Savior, for the many ways we fail to be your children, for the wrongs we have done, for the good we have failed to do. Forgive us. We count on your mercy, O God. Lift us in your love and be with us as we start again. Lord, in your mercy, O God of comfort and compassion, be with our brothers and sisters who are in need. Heal the sick, console those who mourn, change the lives of the poor, the oppressed, the outcast, and the alone. Be with all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
us pray. God of life, you give us these gifts of the earth, these resources for our life and our labor. Take them, offered in great thanksgiving, and use them to set a table that will heal the whole creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is God, you created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want, and by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Holy and compassionate God, in bread and wine you give us gifts that form us to be humble and courageous. May your words come to life in our serving and in our witness, that we may speak a living voice of healing and justice to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
The door's open. Hey, Martha.